Welcome to this special web audio extra CD to our GI Cancer Think Tank, where the faculty comments on additional gastrointestinal cancers, beginning with pancreatic cancer. And to begin, I asked Dr. Fuchs for his thoughts about a case sent in from an oncologist in practice. A 69-year-old man, status post-Whipple for a 3.5-centimeter adenocarcinoma of the pancreas with two positive lymph nodes and negative margins.
To some extent, the standard becomes the CONCO study, namely using single-agent gemcitabine after resection. The existing questions are the role of radiation therapy, where, for the most part, on the other side of the Atlantic, there isn't much use. There's not much enthusiasm for radiation. There's still some on this side, partly because most of our studies in the U.S. and North America have included radiation therapy. But at our center, often if we are to use gemcitabine and we're contemplating radiation, because we don't routinely use it, usually we'll give four cycles of gemcitabine, restage them, and make sure that they haven't progressed before contemplating radiation, just because you want to delay that as long as possible, just to be certain they don't develop any early systemic recurrence. FOLFIRINOX is certainly a question. There is yet no data about using FOLFIRINOX in this setting, so I have not routinely used FOLFIRINOX as an adjuvant.
So that is, of course, one of the key questions. I kind of want to let's just get the group's viewpoint. How do you approach a situation like this, Axel, and would you offer FOLFIRINOX?
Standard of care, exactly what Charlie said. We start with gemcitabine, then consider radiation therapy. We see that patients haven't declared themselves metastatic disease. FOLFIRINOX, not yet. I mean, we cannot always extrapolate from advanced setting to the adjuvant setting. And so we've seen several failed studies where we thought we knew the answer, and it really hasn't been the answer to extrapolate from palliative to adjuvant setting. But I know this. I mean, there is a French trial, the Prodige trial, is investigating currently gem versus FOLFIRINOX. And with the rate they are accruing, I'm sure we'll know the answer quite soon.
Matt?
I would agree. I think FOLFIRINOX always comes up simply because of the data in the metastatic setting. So you have to discuss it, but it's no picnic to give or to receive. And so before moving it to the adjuvant setting, I'd really want to see a little bit more data.
Rich?
I agree with everything that's been said. You know, FOLFIRINOX is hard to take. You commonly end up doing dose reductions. All these people that are post-Whipple are fairly beaten up. And so even though giving it in people with advanced disease is difficult, it probably would be more difficult in the post-operative setting.
Just as long as we brought up this issue of FOLFIRINOX, Bert, we got questions about the issue of dosing of FOLFIRINOX in the metastatic setting and also use of growth factors.
So I have tended to start at the published dose, but as Rich said, most patients need reductions, although we've kind of picked which drugs to reduce based on what the toxicities were. I've used more growth factors with this regimen than I would typically use for colon cancer regimens, and certainly more than I would typically use for gemcitabine, where I essentially never use growth factors, although I haven't started them right out of the gate in most patients, because I think the neutropenia rate's in that kind of 30-40% ballpark where you're going to need it often, but not in everybody.
So, Tony, how do you approach this question of adjuvant treatment for pancreatic cancer? Do you consider FOLFIRINOX?
So the answer is no. At this point of time, we just go with the standard gemcitabine dose and not consider FOLFIRINOX in the adjuvant setting. Now, the neoadjuvant setting is a little different story, if we want to touch upon that. But just to discuss a little bit the role of radiation, which I agree, radiation doesn't seem to have a role. And a lot of discussion has been around the negative margins and the question whether with the positive margins, the R1 resection, you would consider radiation. And in our institution, we actually do not, and I think I'm more convinced that for the R1, there's even a lesser role for the radiation, because R1 resection is actually indicative of metastatic disease, and these patients do not tend to actually die from local recurrence. They tend to present with liver metastases. And if you look at the CONCO study, actually, in the subset analysis, the R1 resection patients ended up with a larger benefit from the addition of systemic therapy with gemcitabine as a single agent.
Alan, what about this issue of selection of adjuvant therapy and use of radiation treatment in pancreatic cancer?
So our center, we don't use radiation, although I guess when we have a margin issue or a posterior margin, there's some debate, but we typically don't use radiation. Even in locally advanced disease, if we use it usually 4 to 6 months down the road rather than early, because most of us believe that the disease is not a local disease. And we also would go with the CONCO data that I think governs until something comes along
so
otherwise.
Do you still believe in Whipples?
We do believe in Whipples, we do. Good question though, but we do plenty of Whipples, but as
one of our famous surgeons, right, Mark Bloomston said, it's a palliative resection. So Whipple is, for most patients, actually at best palliative. You know, for 10% of the patients,
yeah,
you may get a benefit from a Whipple. 90% would not.
What are your thoughts about Whipples, Rich?
Well, I think it's an open question whether we ought to be considering pancreatic cancer a systemic disease in almost all cases. It's pretty hard to violate the old tenets of we operate when we can. And certainly at all of our centers, we have accomplished pancreatic surgeons who, even though they're accomplished, often don't know that their margin's going to be positive until they've committed to doing the procedure. So it's a troubling circumstance and one that's, I think, ripe for developing better strategies.